This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Attorney General faced rigorous questioning today by the Senate Judiciary, a meeting that had already been scheduled when it was learned just yesterday that Attorney General William Barr had actually received a letter from the special prosecutor objecting to Barr's own summary of Robert Mueller's two-year investigation. Attorney General Barr had received this letter shortly after he had released his now famous four-page summary of the report. The waning moments of today's testimony brought this reaction by William Barr under questioning about the letter by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
The letter's a bit snitty, and I think it was probably written by one of his staff people.
Did you make a memorandum of your conversation?
Huh?
Did you make a memorandum?
No, I didn't.
Or did anyone else?
The Democratic senator pressed on.
Did anyone, either you or anyone on your staff, memorialize your conversation with Robert Mueller?
Yes.
Who did that?
There were notes taken of the call.
May we have those notes?
No.
Now, the Attorney General will not be testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday, where he was to have gone through the same kind of cross-examination that he went through today in the Senate. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler said Barr has no choice but to do so. A United Nations Security Council meeting has designated as a global terrorist the head of the Pakistan-based militant organization Jaish-e-Mohammed after China withdrew its long-held objections to the designation. Beijing, a staunch Islamabad ally, had on several occasions since 2009 prevented the Sanctions Committee from blacklisting Masood Azhar, the founder of JEM. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Leisinger in Beijing for trade talks with China. The two met today with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the main economic advisor to President Xi Jinping.